Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
And you may be seated this morning. Do we have any guests in the building for the first time? Of course, we are. I know we may have some online. If you're visiting this morning for the first time, if you don't mind raising your hand or fill out a visitor's card with the word welcome, you can text that number or we can give you a paper one if you prefer the paper one. Right down here, we got some right down here being pointed out. A couple right down here, guys. They have ratted you out. We are glad that you are here. I know we have a lot of folks visiting moms, and we're glad that you do that. And if you are online, you can text the word online to that same number if you've not done that before, and it'll give you some follow-up prompts. And I know we had a little glitch in our texting app a couple of weeks ago, but I think we got that figured out. For some reason, it reverted to sending welcomes from Brad instead of me. I don't know why. But we've got that taken care of now, I believe. So we are glad that you're here, and that does give us a little way of record of your visit. And we are so thankful for that. And we do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms this morning. I don't think there's a person in the building doesn't have a mom this morning. Now, they may be in heaven or they may not be in a great relationship, but every one of you's got a mom, don't you? So we're thankful for that and thankful for our moms today. Need to be praying for several, and has given the ushers a chance. If the ushers want to come on down and we'll receive the morning offering this morning, want to make as much time as we can. Miss Kylie's going to be singing during the offering. And it looks like Brother Craig will be playing with them, and we'll be enjoying that here in just a minute. And I do want to say a special thank you from Wendy and I. We'll be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary June 29th, but we had always wanted to hike the Grand Canyon for our 25th. Well, we missed that, and so thank you to the offerings that you guys gave us. That was so kind and unexpected to help us with that trip. We leave May the 19th, and we're doing a hike down to the Colorado River and back up. So you pray for that back up part. They say going down is optional. Coming up is mandatory. So anyway, I'm I want to make sure we make it back up. I'm going up one way or the other, but I don't want to be a helicopter, you know. So y'all pray for that 4.5 miles the last day when we come back up. We'll be making several stops at campgrounds along the way, but we do appreciate that. And that we have several people ask me, have you been practicing? Oh yeah, we've been practicing since January, but that it's getting harder and getting real now because we had the full 25-pound pack last week when we practiced. And Wendy went home and put her pack on she's not doing 25 pounds, by the way, but she went back to the house and put hers on a diet plan. She said, there's some things I can live without. I was kind of thinking about halfway up, finding a hole and burying mine and say, next time I'm out there, I'll go back and get it. But y'all do pray for that, and we'll have a lot of photos and all that for you when we get back. So there's no cell phones down in the canyon, but we do appreciate your help with that so much. But do be praying for this morning, Brother Danny Allen. They may be watching us, and Brother Danny, I was about to see him Wednesday, and he was having a great day, and then just went downhill. And they're looking at some different options for Brother Danny and Miss Teresa. Just been very low lately and had a real rough time, so be praying for him. I know they'd appreciate that. And there was one other that I wanted to mention, and I forgot. Brother Billy, do you remember? That's right, Miss April Thompson, Brother Brad, of course, our former music and outreach pastor here. Miss April does have a cancer, so be praying for them. So they're going to be looking for treatment options for her. I know Mitchell and Sylvie, I don't see them. I don't think they were able to make it today. They've been having a very difficult time. It's good to see Miss Lee Langdon again today. She's able to make it 2 services in a row. It's becoming a habit now. You've got to watch that. You'll be here every week before you know it. But we're glad that she's here, and of course, all of our moms, and we've got people traveling all over to see moms today. So let's ask the Lord's blessing on the offering. Father God, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for all of our moms and how you saw fit in your wisdom to bless us with moms, to raise us and to help us along life's way, and that means so much to so many. I pray you be with those that can't be here today. I pray you would be Brother Danny and Miss Teresa's there in the hospital there. Just pray that you just give him an encouraging day today. I thank you for all that you have done. I pray that you just be with Miss April, and I pray Brother Brad and their family as they're looking at a new road they haven't been before. And then Brother Mitchell, Miss Sylvia. I know Brother Don is here this morning, Brother Don Lyons, but he's got a new battle ahead of him. And God, I just pray you be with him and so many different ones. I pray you bless this time of giving, and then thank you for the gift of music and what we're going to hear in just a minute or two here with Miss Kylie and Brother Craig. And just thank you for all that you do. And I pray you give us a great service the rest of the time to celebrate moms, for it's in your name we pray. Amen.
What a blessing it is to be a mother this morning. I wore my morning coffee up for the third time. Miss Rachel on the TV with their favorite nursery rhyme. Hot Wheels and little people under my feet. Babies crying, it's pure chaos, but I don't miss a beat. Always knew that a 9-to-5 wouldn't suit me very good, but my hours are extended. That's just motherhood. I never knew this is what my 20s would look like, but they saved me before I had the chance to waste my life. Some days I want to cry, run away and hide, but I'd worry about their every need. And when I'm overwhelmed and touched out, here they come climbing up on the couch saying, Mama, can you open my stream tears? I smile because I know meeting their needs fills my soul. Being their mama is who I'm meant to be. This one day wishing that someone would just drop by, and I'll sit and reminisce on times that I sure miss.
is Callie in Black Creek, and we thank the Lord for that. I tell you, Callie's got a Black Creek voice. Craig, where are you at? Praise God. That might work. Amen. Are you glad you're here today? Say amen. Amen. Thank God for moms. We're glad you're here today, and we want to recognize our mothers. And for those of you who have come in, and our media audience, let me say, we do things differently at Benson Grove Baptist Church on Mother's Day because we have a group of very, very special people here with us today. And most every Sunday, I didn't put mine on, Joe Barry, I'm sorry. Had a backlash in it, couldn't get it untangled. That's my lapel mic. But at any rate, we're glad you're here. Thank you for being here. And for our mothers, we honor you today. And I'm not sure about this little area right here. That's all the camera sees when it looks on the internet. If you're on the internet, there's a whole lot of people in here. You don't believe it, but I don't know who's supposed to be right here, but they all gone. But we're sure glad you're here. We're going to recognize some mothers individually, and let me give you a little heads up. We're going to do the newest mother, oldest mother, youngest mother, the mother with the most children, grandchildren, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren present. That's the one who's got the most present here. And then the mother with the most children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, total. They don't have to be all here today, but we're going to recognize you for that and thank the Lord for you. And then we may have some other special recognitions. We do have a flower and a very special gift, and thanks to Ms. Trudy once again this year for getting everything together for us. And so we're gonna do something here in just a few moments, very special. Let me recognize our special, the ones we're going to recognize this morning especially. And then we're going to do testimonials. We want you to come, and we always, please don't feel nervous about the preaching time. I said this in the Sunday school hour. I don't plan to preach a long message or any message on Mother's Day. I've always got something to say. I can say something at the end. But I want you to be line up and be ready to go so we don't have any dead air time on the radio or the internet today. And for our friends on the radio and internet, you're going to be blessed today. And first of all, let's go ahead and recognize all of our mothers that are here today. Would you mind standing if you can stand today? All of our mothers stand, and we want to honor you and congratulate you for being here today. God bless you. You're a blessing to us. We thank you for being here. God bless you. You may be seated. We honor all of our mothers today. And let's go down the list that I shared with you. And for those of you who you need to count up now about your children, great-grandchildren, give me a number in a few minutes to work with that are present. And then those total present and not here, we'll recognize that group as well. We don't try to double up. In other words, you get one gift and you don't get the other one, all right, if you have meet two categories. First of all, our newest baby, our newest mama that's here today. And I don't know where to start. Miss Olivia has got a baby, but let's see is there a baby here that's a month old? Only a month old, a mom. If the baby's by itself, we're in trouble. I understand that. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. I see a hand way back in the back. Is that Chris? All right. I would ask her to stand up, but she might already be standing up. There she goes. Amen. Praise God. Miss Chris, I don't know where Trudy's at. We got flowers and we got a bag, Chris. You just, which one? Pretty flowers. Okay, all right, thank you. What a blessing. Amen. Let's congratulate Lane and Chris again this morning, and especially Mama Chris. Amen. Our oldest mother, this is the one time of the year the lady doesn't mind being the oldest person here. Is there a mother here that is 90 years old? We have one. I'm starting at 90. Ms. Lee Langdon is 90 years old. Is there anybody older than 90? I'm sorry, is anybody older than 90 here today? Was somebody raising a hand over there, just waving? All right, Ms. Lee Langdon, 90 years old today, not today, but amen. Thank the Lord. Amen, Ms. Lee. Then we have the youngest mother gift here today. Youngest mother. And I don't know where to start with. Is there a mother here 25? Is there a mother here 25? Any mothers here younger than 25? One over here. All right, Miss Maddie. Anybody? And tell Maddie, how old are you? Repeat it for me. 24. Any mothers younger than 24? Miss Maddie, right here. God bless you. Flower or gift? Well, the gift bags are gone, so you're going to get a flower. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. All right. Now, here's the category for the mothers who have the most children, grandchildren, or great-grandchildren present. Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren present. And one time we were doing something, and I said, we don't count in-laws, and somebody corrected me. And I want to tell you, I thank the Lord for our in-laws, and I know you do for yours, but we had to do something, so we got it for the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. All right. And how about, I'm sorry. Okay, well, you're going to get a flower, so it's just a matter of which flower you want. Okay, let's start with the number of that are here present, children, great-grandchildren. Anybody have as many as 20 present? I'm going to come down quickly. Let's drop down to 15. Anybody with at least 15 here? This is present now in the building. Y'all help me look and listen as well. 14. 13. 12. Miss Regina's got 12 present today? All right. Miscommunication. No. They do count, but they don't count. We love them to death. But we just count the actual grandchildren, actual great-grandchildren, and children. Okay. Where was I at? Was it 14? 12? 11. Anybody got as many as 11 here? I'm sorry? 10? 10. How many have 10 here? You have as many as 10 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren here. Miss Regina, that all? Make sure if we see now. Miss Regina, you get to pick your flower there. Now, hope you have calculated already. Then, amen, Miss Regina. We are thankful. If you, now, the one who has the most children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, but they don't have to be present, including what you've got here and outside of that. Let's pick some up. Miss Opal, how many do you have? I want to just pick a number for Miss Opal. Did y'all count up? Children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Jan doesn't. 11. They have 11. Miss Opal does. Who else? Does anybody have 12 children? Great. Miss Darla? You have one. Praise the Lord. That's a blessing. We got to do something about that category. All right. Miss Darla has how many? Miss Darla, children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. How many? We're getting an echo in here, and I can't hear on top of that. So, hallelujah. All right. We had some folks on the bus to Amish country from Texas, that right near where Darla's family is out in Texas. She has 41. They might have been kin to you. You can't ever tell. 41. Anybody have more than 41 grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Miss Darla back here at the back. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are there two more flowers? Oh, just one left? Okay. All right. Let's do this one. Let's do this for the mother who is saved the longest. This was a just an added on. Huh? Okay, somebody help. Now, I'm not going to call anybody's name, but you know how old you are. And for the oldest mother here, we know Ms. Lee is 90. Is there another? You've been saved. Nobody's been saved 90 years, probably. You'd had to have been 100 years old today. All right, let's drop down to this. Well, let's see. 80-year-old mother? How many mothers are 80 years old here? We're going to go back down. Let's drop to 85. You're 85 and you're a mother. 85-year-old mother? Don't be ashamed of it. We're very proud. Over here, Ms. Esther, 85. Well, let me ask, Ms. Esther, would you mind telling us how old you are? 86. Is there a mother here older than 86? Ms. Esther's 86. We'll look back here, Ms. Sharon. And how old is Ms. Sharon? Oh, hallelujah. Is there anybody, a mother here older than 89? I may have messed up my category. Where's Trudy? I did. It's how long you've been saved. I apologize. I have confused the whole thing and wasted about 5 minutes. Ms. Trudy, I'm sorry. She's got it written right here in big letters, by the way. She wrote big letters for me. Is there anybody here, a mother that's been saved 75 years? Mother been saved. Was Miss Esther and somebody else? Miss Brenda?
So how long?
67. 68, Miss Esther. 68 and 67?
Yes.
Anybody say a mom here been saved longer than 68 years old? 68. And who we're looking at? Miss Carol?
72.
She's been saved 72 years. Any mother here been saved longer than 72 years? And Miss Lee? Miss Lee, we're going to. Miss Carol? Miss Carol. Amen. And she needs that reward worse than anybody I know. Amen. Amen. Congratulations to all of our mothers this morning, and we do love you and appreciate you. Now, let me get some folks to come on up. We're going to start sharing testimonies real quick, and we want somebody to be first. I'll be first, but come on up, and from just either side, you come and be right ready. We got one for the little people. But in the meantime, we want every mother here. You may be a visitor or guest. And so if a family member would come, each mother will get one flower and one of the little manicure sets that Ms. Trudy got for us. And so you may have a dozen children here, but see one flower and one manicure set per mother. And so we're going to invite you to do that now at this time. Mason, I don't know if we can do any music, low music or not, but let me get some of you come up and be ready to testify. And then from this side and from this side, y'all start coming and getting a flower and a manicure set for your mom that's here with you. Come right ahead on. Let's get started. And we're just going to come one at a time. Just the whole group come up, get line, get your flower and a manicure set for your mom. And then you come and be ready to testify. Robert, you going to testify? Are you going to help with that? Okay. All right. I need some folks to come up here and be ready to testify about their mom. Amen. All right. While you're coming, I don't know how this is going to work, Joe Barry. If you can, while you're coming this morning, let me say, what I want you to do is give your name and your mom's name, would you, when you come? All right. We'll get these flowers distributed and thank the Lord for them. Amen. But I'd like to say, of course, I'm Billy Cashwell, the pastor here at Benson Grove Baptist Church. My mama's name was Janie Cashwell, and she was a wonderful mother. She's a hard worker. She worked 48 years in the cotton mill besides in the house, and she was a seamstress. She made aprons for folk that worked at the mill and sold them. She made other things, items for people sewing in the community and other things. She's active in the church. that we attended, and Mom was just a special blessing. From the time I was little and remember, every memory has been wonderful about my mom all the way up. And I'm 79 years old now. If Mama was living and we went out to eat lunch today, if somebody came by that knew me or her, she'd say, "This is my baby boy." And I'm so thankful. But I'm also so very thankful for my mother-in-law. She is in heaven now, but Ms. Mary Rose Vivert was a wonderful mother. And she was a mother to me. I was the in-law, and she was a mother to me as well. She's so precious. I thank the Lord. She was always happy, it seemed, and always helped me to be happy. And then for my wife, Regina, we are blessed to have five children. One of them lives in heaven, and we're thankful for all of our children, 10 grandchildren, if I make sure I get it right, 10 grandchildren and 3 great-grandchildren, and got some more on the way in October. But I'm thankful. What a blessing. I've been honored and blessed to have these wonderful ladies in my life. And I thank God for every one of them, especially for Miss Regina and for all the years we've been together. I love her and thank the Lord for her. And right now we're going to have some other testimony.
That's a flower gift. That's another gift.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll do that. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and start with our testimonies. And right now we're going to have, amen, praise God. Go right there, Towns. Mr. Towns is going to testify about his mom, Becky. Give your name and your mom's name. We're recognizing our moms today and honoring our moms. Is that one ready now? There you go.
My name is Towns Arnett, and my mother's name is Becky Arnett, and she is the greatest mom in the world. No questions asked.
Anybody else? We want you to come. It'd be a blessing to her. We're going to have some right here. Give your name and your mom's name. Amen.
Stacy. Gavin. She takes care of us.
Amen.
We got any more moms here? We don't have children here. They even run out.
Okay.
I'd like to thank the Lord for my mom, Mary in Spain, who went home to be with the Lord in 2013. And since it's been quite a few years, Mom's been away from this earth, but I still miss her. I still love her. She was a really good mother, as I guess we all can probably say. But I'm thankful that my mother took me to church and saw fit that I was raised in a situation where I would hear the gospel. It gave me a chance to accept Christ as my personal Savior one day. And praise God for a woman and, of course, my dad as well, who raised me that way and gave me that opportunity. So thank you, Lord, for a good mom. Thank you for salvation.
Amen. If there are moms that are here, you're by yourself, or you're a visitor, if there's a mother in here that didn't get one, we want to make sure every mom in the building gets one. So if you want to raise your hand, if you're here by yourself today as a mom, Tim and them, they make sure we get you one. Get one to all the moms, every mom. If you didn't get a flower, you raise your hand for any reason. We'll make sure we get you one. Right now, we've got another testimony, all right? I understand. It looks different up here. Amen.
It's okay.
I love my mommy.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Amen. Come, somebody to this microphone, and let's share a testimony about your mom, if you will. Anybody on this side, you come and share with us.
My mother is Barbara Cleveley. She's probably watching online this morning. She's the woman that prayed for me when I was gone to war. She's the woman that when no one else wanted to look at me because I was wrapped up in myself and addicted to the drugs and alcohol that prayed. She's the woman that I probably ought to spend more time going to see, that I'll be looking forward to seeing this afternoon. I'm grateful for, and I'm grateful for her prayers. I also want to mention my mother-in-law. A lot of her family's here today. Clintus Whitman. She was a very strong woman. I loved her to death. I could see going by her house anytime and picking up a turtle out of the road because she was going to make some turtle soup. She lived right here in Benson, so a lot of y'all probably understand that knowledge. But she was a wonderful woman, and she's gone to heaven now, and she's loved and missed.
Amen.
I'm short. My name's Jean Hatton, and my mama was Gwen Dale, and I'm sure a lot of you in here remember her. She's been gone to heaven for 6 years now. And I have to say that this year I've needed my mom probably more than I ever have in my life. And there were times and I just said, you know, why? Why are you not here with me? And then I remember that after the fire, I found her Bible, and it was untouched with Amen. The fire. But Mama's words are written all through it. And I found a voicemail on my phone. She was at church, and she was waiting for me to get here. And she said, I'm just waiting here. I see you're a little bit late, but I just want to make sure you were getting to church this morning, and I love you. So Mama's voice is always with me.
Yes.
And I know that when I walk back to the doors of this church, I see her and Miss Lee and Miss Esther and all of her friends, many more here. And I find strength in this place more than any other place that I know of. And I thank you, Lord, for giving me my mother for the many years that you let me have her. And just to say that if Mama was living right now, I think the last count, she'd have 69 wow. children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. I myself am about to have great-grandchild number 10.
Wow. Well, you've got a crack. Amen, Ms. Jean. Amen, Ms. Trina.
My name is Katrina, and my mother is Nina Franks. She's 87 years old. I didn't get raised in a traditional family of having a mom and dad that stayed together and brought us up in the ways of the Lord. As children, we ended up going to Sunday school and riding on a bus to be able to enjoy a Sunday school lesson to be taught to us. They allowed us to ride the bus to church, but they didn't go with us. And then sometime later, after divorces had gone through, then my mother, of course, went her wayward way, and I was the one who got saved first. I got saved in 1983. And I praise the Lord for every day he's given me. And so I can say, stand and say, I had the pleasure and the opportunity to lead my mother. I prayed for a little over 20 years, but she finally came to Christ. And now she is just a beaming light in my life and I in hers. And she got me through the most difficult times of my life. Losing my husband was one of the most difficult, as well as losing my oldest son. Mama was always there for me to lean on her, and I will forever be grateful for that. And so today, don't think that because your mother's not the traditional type of mother, that she's not worth being honored, because she brought you into this world. Back then when we were struggling, there was four of us little girls and my mom. She worked two jobs to keep us together so that we didn't have to be separated. And today we really appreciate all that she has ever done for us. So give your moms great big hugs, smiles, and love. Give them a call today. No matter what the past has been, the future is bright, and Christ Jesus is their Savior.
Hello, I'm Keith Braswell, and my mother's name was Moselle Braswell. I was blessed to have her, even though I only had her for 23 years of my life. But I had a lot of Sunday school teachers and a lot of preachers, but my mom's the one that told me about Jesus. Not only with what she said, but the way she lived her life and the way she walked what she said. And so I give her credit for looking after a rowdy little fella and always there when I needed her. And I'll give a word out to my wife's mother, my mother-in-law. She helped raise me too, because Sue and I got married very young. I tell everybody we took our diapers off and put on wedding rings. So she was a part of our life too. And I was so blessed to have both of them in my life. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, Jesus.
I've shared this before, but I just want to share it again. When I was born, I already had two people who had died for me. One was my Lord Jesus Christ, and he arose. My mother died in my childbirth 86 years ago, plus. And the family has assured me that she is in heaven. She knew the Lord. And because of my daddy's testimony, there's a lot of people in our community and family that got saved because of my dad's testimony that he took care of us six kids and got us raised. And I thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
My mother's name was Belva Corrine Ennis. I was born in 1952. And she was a blessing to me. She was a hard-working woman. She worked at a shirt factory in Benson for 30 years and came home and helped Daddy farm. But I was also blessed with another mother. My sister raised me for the first 10 years of my life, Mary Frances Barber Ennis. And I was blessed by her. And then her and Barry got married, and I was blessed by both of them in my life. They probably showed me more things about Jesus than I ever saw at home. Until my daddy was 65 and he got saved. But he blessed me again in 1972. He gave me a wonderful wife to be the mother of my children. The problems that we have faced through these 54 years of marriage, I could not have done alone. And I believe that's the reason the Bible says that God gave us a woman to be a partner. And I believe he took the bone out of Adam's side, rib out of Adam's side, because we're in this together on the same level, not one above the other. There's times that she has been submissive. There's times that I've been submissive. There's times that I've been wrong. And there's times she's always been right. But I love her, and I thank God for her and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, because I am a blessed man.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, right over here sits one. Been a good one.
Amen.
Thank you, Mama, for all the years, for putting up with such a hard-headed youngin' as my brother David was. Brother Billy, he was something else. Morning, Mama. Hey, that woman's been through something putting up with me all these years. Thank you, Mama. Still here. Still playing the piano. She can still sing whenever she will. She can get it done. Hey, hallelujah. What a testimony. My mama's still around and still alive. I hope she outlives me. Hope she's around another 20 years. Ain't it good to have a heritage?
Amen.
To be children of God. Thank you for Christianity. Mama, I love you today. God bless you, and happy Mother's Day.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
My name is Martin McGlam. My mother was Viola Mae McGlam. Some of y'all may have known her. I could probably stand up here till 8 o'clock tonight talking about her, but she was a wonderful mother. She died in 2013. She liked 9 days being 102 years old. During that period of time, she was a Sunday school teacher for over 41 years. At one time or another, she ran two beauty shops, and on her 101st birthday, the news people came out and did a story on her, and it turned out that her and a friend of hers named Phoebe Hill, they opened up one of the first licensed beauty shops in Johnson County. It was in what is, it was on the second floor of what's now the old First Citizen building on Main Street in Benson, which was the First Citizen Bank. She was a wonderful woman. She had two children, both of them boys, which I don't think she regretted that a whole lot, but she did want a daughter, and I think she adopted two of my first cousins, and they called her mother. But she's a wonderful woman. She truly believed in God Almighty. She looked after her children. I got to tell this story, but I was about 2 years old. I had never seen snow, and it started snowing one night, and by the next morning, it was all gone. The next time that happened, a few days later, my mother got up at 1 o'clock in the morning, fully dressed, makeup on, everything, wearing a beret, and she got her little boy up in his little knickers, tie, coat, and then she woke up my poor daddy, made him take a Polaroid camera with a flash, and they went out beside where they lived, out on 27 Highway, and she took a picture of that. I have always referred to that as her little boy in the snow. And I pray every day, and when I do, I always refer to her as, or refer to me as the little boy in the snow, and I've got picture evidence of that. She was a wonderful woman. Thank you.
Amen.
My mother was Idlene Parrish Allen, and she had three young boys that she would make go to church every Sunday morning. And I'll never forget those times where we'd all walk in and we sit in that pew and we didn't dare move because we knew what the wrath was if we cut up. But I'm thankful for my mother. When I was 8 years old, she bought my first guitar, and I still have it today. Something I'll cherish my whole life. But my mom was a classy lady, always in my eyes. She was a beautiful woman. And I'll never forget, every morning when I got older, I'd love to go see Mom, and she'd have a cup of coffee around the table. And we'd sit there and just talk and rejoice. Man, I miss those times. But now, the other day, I was pulling out the drawer, cleaning some things out, and her Bible was there. Had her name on it, Idlene Allen. And I took that Bible and just held it, because I know where my mom is at today. I love her and thankful for what she put in my life. I love you, Mom.
My name is Kim Bailey. My mom was Janice Williams. It's been 4 years since she went home to be with the Lord. I'm sitting back there listening to everybody talk about their moms, and a story about mine came to be in my head that won't go away. My mom was an unusually sarcastic and funny woman. She would look at situations and be very dry with her humor. Back when, before cell phones, when you had to leave notes on the table where you were going to be going if you were leaving, my mom always signed her notes if she was going to be late. Me, you know, I came home early, I've gone somewhere, I'll be back at 5. Me. When I got to be of an age where I was driving and going and doing and not home as nearly as much as I should have been, I started signing my name, Me Junior, and they always knew that was me. When I was 44 years old, I don't know what made me do it, but I bought a necklace with two little discs that say, with the letters M and E for me. And Mama saw that, and the first thing she said was, "You forgot Junior." And I said, "Mama, I am 44 years old. I think I'm finally old enough to be me." And she looked at me and went, "That's what you think." And I'm now realizing what she said, what she meant by that, because in her mind, I was always between the ages of 3 and 6 years old, needing her, wanting her. And I see my boys. One is a full-grown man that I kind of realize now, Nathan. He's getting on up towards 30, but we won't mention that. And Ben, who will be 20 this year. I remember when double digits was a big thing, and now he's heading up on 20. They're going to find their own ways, and thankfully they are grounded in the Lord, and I see both of them walking that path, and I could not be more proud of them. But they need to realize, in my mind, they're always going to be 3 years old, fighting over the Thomas trains and hitting each other with bats. And they may be old enough to be me one day, but in your mama's eyes, you're always going to be young. Love on your mamas while you can.
Amen. Anybody else? Praise the Lord. We actually, this is a gift. I got word this was a gift as well. Now, we were recognizing the one who'd been saved the longest. And somewhere over in here, there was a mom. Let's see, Miss Carol was saved, I think she said 72 years. And do you remember who over here? Miss Esther. Is it okay with y'all if we give Miss Esther this gift? Amen. What a blessing. Amen. This, the big one. There you go. Amen, Tim. Mason, how much time have I got? I don't have a what? We got 5 minutes? All right. Amen. Amen. My Bible's down there, but in the Word of God, it says Mary, the mother of Jesus. Several years ago, when I was pastor in Florida, we had a Christian school. It was the time of the year when people were talking about their careers and where they were going to go to college at, and this, that, and the other. And I was pastor and principal of the school. Had a young lady that wanted to talk to me about her career choice in life. And she said, "Brother Billy, I want to ask you a question. Am I wrong, or if it's okay? I feel like that all I want to do with the rest of my life is be a wife and a mother. That's what I feel like God's put in my heart." And I said to her, "I think the highest calling for a female in all of the world is to be the mother of a child." And I got to thinking this during this week. I put a little something on Facebook this morning that I said, the name mother, outside the name of Jesus, the name mother says more about love and caring and tenderness and all than any other name. There's something about that word mother. You remember all the football players and all that, every time they'd show them, they'd say something, they'd all say, "Hi, Mom." None of them never said, "Hi, Dad." I don't know. And we don't do many testimonies on Father's Day. But the calling to be a mother is a high calling. It's an honor. And God's blessed those of our ladies here with that. And for those of you who've never had children of your own, but you've loved children. Some have adopted, some have just loved them and been a mother to them. These Awana workers and Sunday school workers. And I remember as a young boy growing up, I loved my mom, but there were so many dear ladies that I can think about as a young boy that helped in Sunday school, vacation, Bible school, and they invested so many, many things into my life. And I thank the Lord for them. And your ministry is as large as anybody's ministry with children in doing that. But I got to thinking about Jesus and his mama. His mama loved him, but he loved his mama before she was ever born. He loved her before the foundation of the world. His mother held him, but Jesus said to those of us who are saved, I will keep thee in the hollow of my hand. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The mother loved him and cared for him. She wanted to provide everything for him. My mom did the same thing for me, and our mothers here would do the same thing. Craig mentioned, or somebody mentioned, I believe Brother Marvin mentioned, that his mom worked and came home, and I believe Miss Adeline worked and then came home and worked with in the field and with the family and everything else. So many responsibilities. This morning, Regina was up, and even yesterday and last night and up into the night, and this morning up cooking, getting ready for Mother's Day. And I told her, I said, you sure are doing a lot of work for Mother's Day. And she said, yes, but I've always done it. And she has. Jesus' mother wanted to provide for him, but yet the Word of God says that he would meet every need of her through Christ Jesus, her Lord. He can meet every need of our life. I'm going to skip over a few thoughts that I had, but I'm sure that Mary, wherever they lived, wanted to make the home a very special place. I'm sure she decorated it with thoughts of Jesus and his brothers and sister and all of those who were in the family, making a wonderful place, a place of safety, a place of happiness, a place of joy. And she did that during her life when they were little as children. But Jesus said too, I want to make you a home. I'm going to prepare you a place. It's a place of safety. It's a place of joy. It's a place of peace. It's a place where there will not be any sadness or sorrow. It's a place where every need will be met and every day will be new. It'll be forever day because there's no night there. What a wonderful place. And he prayed this prayer in John 17. He said, Father, I pray that where I am, there they may be also. And while Jesus, when he became a man, began his ministry and left that home, left the one his mother prepared for him, he had prepared a place for her where she's at right now for all eternity in the presence of her son to be blessed, comforted, and experience joy for eternity. And you can have that same joy, but only if you have her son as your Savior. Thank God he's able to save to the uttermost all that call upon him in the media audience and in this building. I'd encourage you, there's no greater gift you can give your mom than for her to know that you're saved, heaven is your home, and you'll be together for all eternity. And I encourage you right now to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer for just a few moments? I want you to do something. First of all, I know you have already and maybe even began days ago. Thank the Lord for your mother. God blessed you and put you in that caring, loving home. I mentioned in Sunday school hour, we have so many moms my age and older. And you've heard testimony after testimony this morning of how when they were little, mom took them to Sunday school and church and vacation Bible school and told them about Jesus. When our little girl Christy went home to be with the Lord, prior to that time, she spent a night with my mom. My mom had a bed that had the old bookcase headboard on it. Some of you remember that. And she had a black Bible laying up there that she read out of all the time. The last night that our daughter Christy spent with my mom, mom said she crawled up in the bed, took down that big Bible, and said, Granny, tell me about Jesus like my daddy does. I can remember those times. My father never was saved, but mama told me about Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, moms, and all you're doing, all that you do for them, try as best you can to make sure they know Jesus. And if you're in the building this morning, man or woman, boy or girl, and you don't know Jesus, the Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friends in the media audience, the radio audience, and here in the building, I would encourage you, plead with you, and beg you in Jesus' name, be reconciled to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept him now as your Savior and your Lord. Would you please stand all over the building this morning? I'm going to have a prayer of dismissal, but let me say before I dismiss you, we have some dear mothers who are not able to be here this morning. I don't want to mention their names because I'm afraid I'd miss some, but you know them. They're your neighbors, or you remember them, or they're close by. First of all, would you please make sure you got that mom a flower and one of those little manicure sets? And then once we know that we've got all of our church family that can't be here today, one, and you're welcome to get your mom, if you're here and you're going to see her this afternoon, a gift from the church. And you're welcome to get that as well. But I want to encourage you while you're standing, as soon as I pray, if you know of a church member that's not here or that they don't have any family to take them a flower or a gift today, would you please come as quickly as you can and get that first, and then everybody else, if you want to take one to your mom, we'd love for them all to be taken today before you leave. So please do that. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you now for this day, for the testimonies. I want to thank you for my mother, and I know that even right now she's in heaven as well as my mother-in-law. And Lord, I know that they are rejoicing in your presence. Now, Father, I'm not sure what thoughts they have of us, but our Father, we have great memories of both of them. And Lord, I thank you for them. Thank you again for Regina. Thank you for all the moms who's testified. Lord, for all the young mothers in our church, Lord, as a pastor, it just blesses me to see these young couples in the house of God raising their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Lord, please put a hedge around them. The devil would want to deceive them, destroy them, defile them. God bless these young couples who stand for Christ and for the Bible and for the Word of God and are faithful to the house of God. Meet their every needs. For the young couples and those, our Father, those who are middle age and they've got careers and a lot of work, a lot of responsibility, God, I pray they would continue to be, Lord, a blessing to their teenage children and their young adult children and give them counsel and guidance. And Lord, I would pray that, Lord, that you'd bless all of our moms here today in a very special way. And God, I would pray that, God, you'd help us to ever be mindful of how blessed we are to have a wonderful mom and to take every opportunity. I'm sure there are some in here this morning who would be echo what I say. You won't have them forever, so tell them you love them today and show them your love in a way you can. Lord, I pray that, Lord, there would be some who would trust Christ today. Bless our families. Lord, watch over and care for them. I pray everyone has a great day with their family, and we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's Word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.